given. It's called it's given fed to animals, you know, chickens mostly.
Well, did you ever see corn that was ground up? You know, what would they grind up corn for?
Well, that's the kind I'm talking about, so the chickens would digest it, I guess.
Yeah.
They eat the whole corn too.
Now, the top of the corn stalk was the what?
Now that I don't know. I'm no farmer.
Okay.
Stalk, huh? Stalk. Well, that's the whole thing. And has silk as that buzz that comes around the corn. Corn silk.
And you had to get the what off of it? Get off the corn?
Yeah, you had to peel the corn shucks off, and then you come to the silk and clean that. Then you boil your corn, put in hot water. And don't boil it too long. Have your water boiling and drop your head of your ear of corn in there, because it gets tough the longer you cook it.
Yeah. Corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob is called...
Yeah, it's a great thing down the French Quarter now, that corn dogs, you call it, I believe. I don't know, what is it, wieners with corn?
Okay.
You ever try them down there?
Mm-hmm.
Well...
Did y'all ever make anything else out of cornmeal?
Cornbread you make out of cornmeal.
What different types of that would you make? Any different types?
It's only one cornmeal, you make it.
Did you ever see him make anything just cornmeal and water, maybe? Cornmeal and salt and water?
Yeah, we have it here sometime, and I've cooked it already. An egg and some cornmeal, and
what is that called?
You bake it. You call it cornbread. Put it in the oven and bake it.
You know, you bake
it? And they cook something in a frying pan, too.
You know what a pone is, or a
pone? Well, I think they cook the pone in that black iron frying pan, you know?
Uh-huh.
I've never had that kind of food. We had city foods, you know, that's country style. You're eating everything now. You got to investigate it.
Would you ever eat cornmeal with fish? Did you ever see them? They'd make these things up, and they'd maybe put...
You can eat it with anything. But it belongs with cabbage or some vegetable. You can have cornbread for breakfast, but biscuits generally go for breakfast. Cornmeal goes with dinners.
Uh-huh.
You can eat it with anything you like.
Yeah.
It's part of the country living though, you know. The city people don't go for that. They don't eat no breakfast. They put on their clothes and get out and get a breakfast at some hamburger stand or something now. But before they used to ever say your life depends on your breakfast in the morning. You know, eat a good breakfast. Cut out a lunch. That's how they get fat. They don't eat a brand. They eat such a lunch. They eat a dinner for a lunch, you know. And they have a couple of beers and then they go get their dinner. And the place they know they're that big, they're fat.
You got a point there.
Yeah, and you enjoy some food. Even fish is fattening. They eat plenty of fish down here. They got a bump of shrimp crop right now, but they're tiny. That ain't good. Because those tiny shrimp, they don't peel them, you see. I bought some about a month ago, and when I cooked them as gumbo with my okra, that's a vegetable, the okra, you know what that is. Why, I did the skin, and you'd have to swallow it. They were so tiny, and that's enough to hurt your insides.
You'd have to what? Swallow?
You've got to peel those shrimp to get the skins off. I like them jumbo shrimp. They come that long, you know. The butterfly shrimp, you call them. You get them. They save all them good ones for the restaurant use. They sell them to them, get big prices. There's a racket and everything today.
What other kind of seafood do you get here?
Well,
have you ever had etouffee?
Clam and oysters.
You ever had etouffee? That's what?
A what?
Made out of, what about those things that crawl around on the, you know? They boil
them. Oh, crawfish. Crayfish, like some of them say, but craw is the correct way. C-R-A-W-F-I-S-H. That's delicious.